This is Ozarks at Large. The Milken Institute recently released its 2013 rankings of best performing cities. And in those rankings, Northwest Arkansas is the 57th best metro area in the United States out of 200 large metropolitan areas. Springdale came in second in the nation in that report in terms of short-term job growth for the period between July 2012 and July 2013. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently spoke with Bill Rogers, Vice President of Communications with the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, to find out where this job growth is coming from. He says the numbers released by the Milken Institute match perfectly with the numbers the chamber has been tracking as far as how the region compares to the rest of the state.
It's really a remarkable story. You know, in 2013, Washington County was rated as one of the top 10 counties in all of the United States in terms of job creation. Fayetteville and Springdale's job growth obviously driving that. But when you look at the last 12 months, and this data is from the Arkansas Workforce Services website. But if you look at the last 12 months, and the top 10 largest cities in Arkansas, so just looking at the main job creators in the state, our four cities in Northwest Arkansas have accounted for 86% of the new jobs that were created in 2013 in the last 12 months. That's a staggering figure, but when it's even better if you look at the last 2 years, we've produced 94% of the new jobs of those that were created by the top 10 largest cities in Arkansas.
Do we have any idea how many jobs were added last year?
We do. If you're looking at 12 months, yes. Fayetteville had 1150. Springdale was right behind that at 1,022. Rogers created 819, and Bentonville created 560. Now, if you want to look at I don't want to make your listeners' head swims with numbers, but if you look at the top 10 largest cities in the state for the last 12 months, and that's from November to December, because the December 13 numbers are not out
right,
yet.
Right.
Those 10 cities created 4,152 jobs, and the four Northwest Arkansas cities created 3,551 jobs.
Pretty much all of them.
pretty much. And
a majority.
You know, when you look, that's right. I mean, absolutely. Right. When you look at about 3 months ago, when we were looking at that month's statistics, there were only the four Northwest Arkansas cities and one other had even positive numbers for 12 and 24-month time frames. The rest of the state's 10 largest cities were actually in negative numbers. Again, you know, everybody gets a good month or two, and the economy is picking up, but I think clearly the economy is picking up more quickly here in Northwest Arkansas, and we see this all across the board. We see it in housing starts. We see it in sales tax revenue. Our region continues to grow in population.
Well, I know you said that you couldn't exactly say where these new jobs have been added, but you're at the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. So you see new businesses that come into Springdale. And I know in the last few months, Suncoast Baking is bringing, over close to 200 new jobs to Springdale.
That's right. And we're going to get your email question about that. We get that question a lot. We get these numbers from the state's research, and they don't break those out, even by category. But you're right. From an anecdotal standpoint, if you look at our region, South Coast Baking is going to hire initially 50 and ramp up to 150, and may even be better than that. We had another plant announcement, expansion announcement, American Tubing, adding about 30 jobs. It takes a while to pick up 1,000 jobs in a year that we've got. But if you look, as we look across our community, Springdale in particular, we are very blessed to have a very diverse economy. We have a very strong manufacturing and industrial sector. We do have, from an office and professional services standpoint, very strong. And you have to remember how large and strong our school district is. That employment certainly makes an impact there, and our school district continues to grow.
Yeah, it's growing, yeah.
As does our healthcare industry. We have right now in our pipeline more than a handful of companies that we are working with today to move them toward opening or expansion of jobs in Springdale. And all the communities in Northwest Arkansas, I can promise you, are experiencing positive results in that area because our economy is clicking right now. And when you have an available qualified workforce and you have businesses or investors that are ready to, you know, risk some capital and to either expand or to move and to build, you know, we have an environment here that is a perfect environment for that kind of growth.
Well, my next question was going to be your predictions for 2014, but that kind of goes along with that.
I absolutely believe 2013 was a very good year. In the last 4 years, Springdale has created just over 7,500 jobs, and no other city in the state has created that many jobs. So we do more than 100 business retention and expansion visits a year. In 2013, the responses we got from those the leaders in those different businesses was that they anticipate 14 being a good year. Hard to say how good, but certainly there's continued optimism there, and I think at least as you look at job growth numbers, it certainly bears that out.
Well, I know that there have been some efforts to revitalize parts of downtown Springdale.
Mm-hmm.
Will that also contribute to Springdale's economy? And, I mean, a little bit of job growth, right?
Well, we certainly expect it to, yes. You know, there's more enthusiasm and momentum for redoing and changing the face of downtown Springdale as there's been in years and years. It's a very, very exciting time for Springdale and for downtown. There's no question that the Razorback Greenway Trail was an impetus behind that. But, you know, to see that kind of remarkable investment as a gift almost, both from a public and a private investment standpoint, our city council has stepped up to the plate. In the next few months, you know, there's going to be some buildings raised in downtown Springdale, some park space created to accentuate the trail that comes through here. We have in the process, Downtown Springdale Alliance is working to move forward with a planning project that is very, very exciting. And what goes hand in hand with that is the opportunity for entrepreneurial investment, restaurants. I mean, where there are people, and the Razorback Greenway is going to bring people right through downtown Springdale on top of those that are downtown already. But when you've got that kind of new and fresh energy, it creates opportunity for the entrepreneur to open up a coffee shop or open up a restaurant or a boutique of some sort. And we fully expect downtown Springdale to reap the same kinds of rewards that downtown Bentonville has seen.
Good deal. Well, thank you, Mr. Rogers. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Bill Rogers, Vice President of Communications with the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. If you'd like to see how Northwest Arkansas and Springdale compare to other metro areas in the nation, you can go online to milkeninstitute.org/publications.